Welcome to the home of William and Mary Green. William and Mary were both born in England, married in 1858. After their wedding, they left England to make their home in America, living in Wisconsin and later in Illinois. In 1871, William, Mary, and their daughters, Ivy and Lizzie, arrived in Lincoln, Nebraska by train, embarked on the long trip from Lincoln to Hebron. Ivy Green recalled that upon arrival, one year after the town of Hebron was fully organized, they saw only three houses, not a tree or bush nearer than the Little Blue River. They were met by their friends, L.J. Carell and family, and were settled into five small rooms over Mr. Smith's store. Soon they were sharing their accommodations with other arrivals. Green quickly built a three-room house for the family. William was a charter member of the Hebron Masonic Lodge No. 43, established in 1873. By June of 1877, William and Mary Green had acquired a home on 5th and Olive Avenue from J.B. Smith. The two-story home was framed with porches adorning the residence. Originally, the house was located where the post office now stands. Charles was born the same year in December. Following the lecture of Susan B. Anthony in October 1877, Mary became interested in the suffrage movement, and when Hebron organized the Women's Suffrage Association on April 15, 1879, Mary joined and served on the executive committee. Mary was one of the pioneer suffragists, and soon her daughter Ivy also became involved. Mary graciously opened her home numerous times to notable speakers as Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Phoebe Cousins. She found them to be charming and refined in spite of what some believed. Mary kept a journal that had notes written by suffragists that visited or stayed at her home. This journal exists today and is cherished by her descendants. Mary lived to see the 19th Amendment ratified and became the law of the land. William Green died on December 19th, 1913. Mary then lived with Charles for a time and then with Ivy, Green Wetherald, until her death on May 11th, 1926. In September 1936, Charles sold the lot where the house was located to the United States of America for a post office. The house was sold to Osmeyer W. McFarland to be moved. The house was only moved a short distance to the location where it remains today. Mr. McFarland had the residence bricked after being moved. Within the walls of this house, an early pioneer family was raised. Suffragist meetings were held, and national figures in the suffrage movement visited or stayed. I'm Hayden Taylor, sharing the story of the Greenhouse. Please proceed to the next location on Hebron's historic walking tour.